Well, with me I have Richard McArthur, the City of Derry coach, who I think has just recovered after what was a tremendous game of rugby, 25-all finishing off. It looked in the last 5 minutes that Derry had won the game, and then Cook came back very strongly, and to be fair to them, they managed to get the 7 points necessary to draw 25-all. Richard, I suppose from a coaching point of view, it's not the sort of game you maybe want to see, but certainly I think from a spectator point of view, it was absolutely superb.
Yeah, it was maybe nice for the spectators or for the neutral, but yeah, I'm a bit frustrated and disappointed after that, I have to be honest. You know, we started very well, and I think 11-8 at half time didn't really reflect our dominance, but we just weren't clinical enough in taking our chances and clinical enough at the breakdown. And in the second half, I think Cook were the better team, and if it wasn't for two moments of brilliance from Killian Thornton, we may well have lost that game. But to get into a winning position and not be able to hold on for injury time was bitterly disappointing.
Interestingly, you mentioned Killian Thornton, the fullback. I mean, I've been very impressed with him over the last 12 months, but I thought today, well, every time I see him, he's one of those players that he seems to have the vision in front of him, and he knows what to do. He rarely caught with the ball in his hand, and especially the try that Jamie Miller got was tremendous. And I was just talking to one, George Nelson there from Cook, and he was saying that if the Ulster junior selectors don't pick him, there's something drastically wrong.
Killian has been outstanding for us, not just this season but last season as well, but he's really come into his own the last month or two. You know, he's our spark in our back line at the moment, and the two breaks that he made today, he had absolutely no right to get through. He's so strong, athletic, has a real good rugby brain on him, so he was our standout player by a country mile today.
The other thing is, I think, should be mentioned that, you know, losing Stephen Corr just before half-time, the experience that Stephen brings to the team, especially at number 8 when you're on your own line and things, was obviously missing. But the boys got it together. The first 20 minutes of the second half, the Cook forwards were more dominant. But Derry came back, and as I say, the last 5 or 6 minutes was certainly worth the price to come in.
Yeah, look, today's been quite costly in terms of injuries. We know we've lost Stephen and Davy Graham, both to hamstring problems, so I just really hope that they aren't as bad as what they could be, so we'll have to check up on them at the start of next week. But yeah, I'd say, you know, it was an entertaining game. The last 5-10 minutes was definitely exciting, but it was a bit too exciting for my liking. And as I say, I'm a bit frustrated that some of our tackling at the end it just wasn't good enough, you know, and let Cook in behind us, and they finished it off well, to be fair to them. But at the end of the day, you know, if there's one not to win, today's it, because both teams had already qualified for the quarter final.
Yeah, well, I think possibly the fact is, you know, you're talking about the tackling there. I mean, the pace of the game, I mean, the fitness levels there were very, very good in that one. You mentioned there about the two guys and the hamstrings. You're waiting for more next week, and then I think you said you had a top cup. But the big game, of course, as far as the league goes, is in 3 weeks' time whenever Ballyclare come here. So hopefully both Davy and Stephen will be fit for that.
Yep, look, we need our best players available for those top matches, but you know the games come thick and fast, and it's probably no real surprise we pick up a couple of muscle injuries, because it's been fairly relentless from the end of August up until now, and it's continuing. But that's the way we want it. We want to be involved in these competitions and get to the latter stages. So, you know, approaching the business end of the season, we need our best players available, certainly. So I say hopefully they're not too bad.
Well, certainly from the Cook team that played about 6-7 weeks ago, I don't know whether there was many changes, but that game they looked quite good. But today they had a hardness about them, which I think is good, because it lets your guys realise it's not easy all the time.
Okay, we had under absolutely no illusions that today was going to be a tough game. We've always respected Cook and have always had real battles against them the times we've played them the last 2 years, so we expected nothing less today. We just concentrate on our own performances. I think, as I say, we left a few out there in the first half that would have put the game in a more comfortable position, and in the second half it became a bit sort of end-to-end, which again, you know, it's two good teams going against each other, and that's what you come to expect. But you know, we just concentrate on ourselves, and there's a lot that we have to improve on.